You are hearing Fintita podcast. Pillar 2 coming to UAE, what to expect. Global leaders have long discussed taxing high-revenue multinationals. Many countries offer tax exemptions to attract investments, leading to profit shifting and erosion of base income among large groups. To address this, the OECD G20 Inclusive Framework IF on Base Erosion and Profit Shifting BEPS released the Pillar 2 model rules on December 20, 2021. They are also called Anti-Global Base Erosion, or in short, GLOBE rules. Is it mandatory for all, and what is the tax impact? These rules apply to multinationals with consolidated revenue of 750 million euros or more in at least two of the four preceding fiscal years. Excluded entities include government bodies, international organizations, non-profits, pension funds, and investment real estate funds that are the ultimate parent of the MNE group. International shipping income is also excluded. Affected groups will face a minimum 15% tax on their income at the jurisdiction level. What is the mechanism in case where jurisdictional effective rate of tax of an MNE falls below 15%? The difference will be charged as top-up tax. Calculation of this tax liability is slightly complex and involves multiple steps. 1. Identify location of each constituent entity on a jurisdictional basis. MNEs must identify constituent entities CE in each jurisdiction based on tax residency or incorporation. Special rules apply to tax-transparent entities and permanent establishments. 2. Calculate GLOBE income for each constituent entity. GLOBE income starts with financial accounting income loss, adjusted for book-to-tax differences, such as excluded dividends, disallowed expenses, and asymmetric forex gains losses. 3. Calculate adjusted covered taxes. Start with current tax expense in the accounts, adjusted for tax credits, deferred taxes, uncertain tax positions, and post-filing adjustments. 4. Calculate effective tax rate and top-up tax. Effective tax rate will be calculated at jurisdiction level using the following formula, Article IMG. The top-up tax rate is the 15% minimum minus the jurisdictional ETR. This differential rate will then be applied to jurisdictional excess profits determined by reducing substance-based income exclusion SBIE from the GLOBE income. Article IMG 1. SBIE is calculated as a percentage of carrying value of tangible assets and payroll costs. These percentages are set at 10% for payroll and 8% for tangible assets, but will reduce to 5% for both over 10-year transition period. This allowance is towards tangible return on income, which is in the normal course of business, as it is relatively fixed and less prone to distortions. 5. Impose top-up tax under charging mechanisms. Top-up tax is charged primarily under the Income Inclusion Rule IIR, and as a backstop, the Undertaxed Profits Rule UTPR. Application of IIR will see a top-down approach, with the top-up tax being charged to ultimate parent entity UPE, assuming it falls under an IIR jurisdiction. If UPE does not fall under IIR, top-up tax will be imposed on the next intermediate parent entity, which is subject to IIR. The share of parent in top-up tax will be determined by its share of profit in the low-taxed entity. Where several parent entities are liable under IIR, the parent that is higher in the chain will reduce its top-up tax by amounts payable by parents that are lower in the chain. Undertaxed payment rules UTPR applies if IIR is insufficient, disallowing corporate deductions or introducing a new charge. Some jurisdictions might impose their own domestic minimum top-up tax QDMTT to protect their tax revenue. Such QDMTT will reduce the top-up tax under GLOBE rules. Are there any relaxations to reduce administrative burden? Certain relaxations are in place. To minimize exclusion, jurisdictions with average GLOBE revenue under 10 million euros or average GLOBE income loss below 1 million euros over 3 years are excluded. Simplified ETR, if an MNESETR is greater than or equal to 15%, 16% for 2025, 17% for 2026, top-up tax is zero. Routine profits test, no top-up tax if an MNES profit before tax is less than or equal to SBIE for that jurisdiction. Safe harbors, reduce compliance for MNES likely to pay 15% tax. What is impact in the UAE currently? GLOBE rules are not applicable in the UAE, but are expected to be implemented in the coming years. The UAE Ministry of Finance issued a public consultation in March 2024 on potential Pillar 2 framework, indicating its commitment to Pillar 2 regime. With UAE's corporate tax rate of 9%, many MNES with presence in the UAE may be liable for top-up tax once these rules are implemented. MNES will need to adjust their accounting and tax systems to ensure compliance with GLOBE requirements and plan for complex Pillar 2 calculations. Stay tuned for more Fintita podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.